I'm actually a product of this program. I mean, I showed when I was a kid, and then my kids showed. You know, I got two grandkids. I don't know if they're going to show or not, but anyway, but hope so. But if they do, they do, and I'm just saying they don't, they don't. But I'm something that's dear to my heart and something I've been in all my life.
We hear the term judge a lot, but maybe not clinician as much. What's the difference between the two, and what exactly is a clinician?
You know, basically, you know, you're teaching techniques, and you're teaching skills, and then you're also teaching updates. You know, technology's kind of naturally come into this program like everything else, you know, and so things are better and updated, and so a lot of times it can make our job easier and cattle look better, and we can be more competitive. You know, from a judge's standpoint, you know, then you're more into the you know, judging the conformation of the animals and things like that. Yeah, I do both, so anyway, so I'm on both sides of it.
Can a good showman take an animal to the next level in the show ring?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it gets down to where it isn't the big amount that you do right before the show. It's a little bit that you do consistently along the way. And those cattle that look good and those kids that are able to show them well, I mean, you know, that just doesn't happen. They've trained them and they've worked on them and they've put a lot of time in them. And, you know, obviously you notice it at the show.
What did you cover yesterday?
You know, yesterday we covered quite a bit. Daily care, what to do on a daily basis, you know, how to take care of the skin and hair, and just management, just protocols from worming and things like that. And then we kind of went into, like, some training and techniques. And then we kind of fell into the clipping part, clippers and blades, and then, you know, parts of the animal and trying to connect the dots, if you will, kind of like, you know, when you're a kid, dot to dot to dot. That's kind of the way clipping is, because you get done with one point, takes you to the next point. Sometimes you're hooking two points together, you know. And so, you know, being able to do that. And then we also went into show day fitting, where you're, you know, actually using some of the grooming products to fit them up. And, you know, there's glue and some paint and powder or whatever, some oils to shine them up. You know, these things get treated like royalty, seriously. You know, they got the life.
You mentioned the technology, so would that be just the type of things that you were talking about, or are there other things that are being used now?
Technology has changed the whole world, not only from, you know, we look at grooming supplies, and then there's clippers, and then feeds, even to haul an animal down the road in a trailer. I've updated those. You know, I had a stock rack, so I'm old school for sure. You know, they'd laugh at me. But it's kind of like the clippers are a lot more user-friendly. They're a lot more easier for young kids to use compared to the old bulky ones we used to have. And then even back and clear up to it, the genetics that these cattle have, selective mating, AIing, embryo transfer, you know, that's all part of the program too. So that's all updates that everybody's doing. And like I said, it's a neat deal. It's a learning experience. You know, I mean, they have a heifer, ends up going in to be a productive cow, and, you know, they learn about, you know, mating that cow and then calving, and then a lot of times it might be next year's show animal. On the steers, end up learning about cutability and market-ready cattle and condition and finish and the rate of gains and trying to get their calf to the optimum weight. How much is it gaining per day? And there's a lot of education with both sides of it going forward. It's just a phenomenal program.
What's on tap for the young people today? What are you going to be doing in the clinics today?
Well, yesterday we did a lot of demonstrations, and it was plenty of sit-down stuff, you know what I mean? But we covered so much content yesterday, and then today it's going to be kind of the hands-on part, so they're going to kind of put it into play, whether it's clipping or grooming and whatnot. We got them all paired off in sections, and that way there's going to be a lot of one-on-one. These kids will have questions, what blades, or how do I do this, or what would you do, or, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a little bit of a guide and direct deal today, one-on-one, so it'll be doing it all day. Plus, we're going to finish up the day with showmanship. You can do all these things right, but you got to get them showed right, too. So there's a lot to that, too. I mean, just your posture, and there's equipment involved that you need to have, you know, show stick or combs and show harnesses and this and that. You need to be presentable coming in the ring. It's something that I feel like we're held at a higher standard coming in the ring, whether you're a judge or whether you're an exhibitor or participant. So we got to look the part. I'm kind of a big fan of that.
Yeah. People watch a lot of different shows. Is there something that you might tell people to look out for that they might not normally look at a show like this?
You know, the thing about it is I think what's fun for a lot of people that come to watch a show, I would suggest that they watch some classes and then try to see if they can't pick the winner in there. It's almost like going to the horse races, right? Kind of see how you do. And you might not even know why you like that one. You know, walk through the barns. If you see a kid and you got a question, I think walk up to them and ask them. I think they would be all about telling you about their animal. That's what they would love to do, and break the barrier and go up there and talk to them. I'm sure they'll tell you all about it. So anyway, and it'll be good.